howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, if you help someone when they are in trouble,
yeah,
they will remember you the next time they are in trouble.
Exactly.
So they will. Yeah, so be very careful.
That's right.
About that.
Right? No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, yes. That's right. What's the original version? I don't even remember the original version of it, because I've used that one so many times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Yeah, welcome to our outfit.
All right, now, I like these. These made me laugh.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know that it's going to make everybody laugh, but I really like this.
Okay.
All right, these are the suggested playlists of old-time prophets.
Old-time prophets.
Old-time prophets suggested playlists. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
all right.
All right, for Noah, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Why not?
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Yeah, sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve, Strangers in Paradise.
Now that one's apropos. Yes.
Yeah, that made me laugh. Yeah. All right. Lazarus. Second Time Around.
Second time around. That's a good one.
Well, this isn't all old-time prophets, but these are people in the Bible. Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah. All right. Esther.
Uh-huh.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. All right, Job.
This ought to be good.
Yeah, this is good. I've got the right to sing the blues.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Moses, mm-hmm. The wanderer.
Oh, yes, he. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. 40 years?
Yeah, yeah, something yeah, like 40 that? Years in the desert, oh, yeah, right? Okay. Yeah. I like this one, Jezebel. The lady is a tramp.
Of course she is.
And of course, that's the song. That's the song for her. Yeah, yeah. Samson, hair.
Oh, man.
Yep. Now, this one I'm going to have to look up because I'm not familiar
not
with this
so sure,
one.
Huh?
Salome. I could have danced all night. Okay. I don't know the story.
You're going to have to look that one up,
I'm going to have to look that
up.
Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah.
That reference is lost on
me. Yeah, I lost that one, too. Yeah. Yeah. Daniel, the lion sleeps tonight. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh. Joshua, good vibrations. I like that one.
That one's good. Yeah.
That is a good one. Peter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Esau. Born to be wild.
Yeah, he was.
I like that one, yeah. All right, now you're going to have to do a little research on this one.
Oh, okay.
All right, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Great balls of fire.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. The Three Kings. When you wish upon a star.
They did, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jonah, got a whale of a tail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elijah, up, up, and away.
Up, up, and away.
Oh, my gracious.
That's
sacrilegious. I know these are sacrilegious. No, these made me laugh. Okay, Methuselah. Staying alive. Yep, right, yep. Now, this one's pretty good, too. Nebuchadnezzar.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Crazy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good stuff.
Somebody's got a demented mind there. I don't know. I go right along with that one, though.
Absolutely.
And I recognize just about all of them.
Most of them.
Salome ditched me.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look that
one up. Yeah, I'll have to figure that one
evidently
out.
Evidently, he was some kind of a dancer.
Well, right? Salome is James and John's mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's who Salome was. But, all right. We got a great
show. I learned
show.
Something.
Yeah. Joey and Rory's riding along with us. Jesse Smith, Mike Beck, Chris Ledoux.
Wow.
Sons of the San Joaquin. But we're going to start with Dave Alexander, Western Boogie.
my drop top caddy with Bob Wills plates, a knee-high boots and a buckaroo hat. Well, now he's looking for fun and he knows where it's at, 'cause at the top of the hill there's a joint that swings, the perfect spot for him to do his thing. He likes to boogie Western style. He got a two-step jitterbug, drives everybody wild. Yeah, he likes to boogie Western style. She walks into the joint looking long and lean. There's just no doubt she's every cowboy's dream. With that sweet mini skirt and a buckaroo hat. If you're looking for fun, son, well, she's where it's at. Cuts the waddy out with just one wink, and then she dances all night and never buys a drink. She likes to boogie Western style. She got a two-step jitterbug, drives everybody wild. Yeah, she likes to boogie Western style. Let's play. Western style. They got a two-step jitterbug, drives everybody wild. Yeah, they like to boogie Western style. Come on, let's play. Yeah, they like to boogie Western style. They got a two-step jitterbug, drives everybody wild. Oh, they like to boogie Western style. Come on, let's go. Yeah, they like to boogie Western style. One more time around the floor.
Oh, yeah, nothing like a little Western boogie.
Oh, that is a boogie. Yeah.
Good stuff from Dave Alexander. That's off his new, he's got a new CD that he recorded with a symphony.
Oh, that ought to be good.
Oh, it is. And he re-recorded that Western boogie song with this symphony. And nice. It sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, we're just too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Too old to cut the mustard.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what we're talking about this week, right?
Didn't somebody write a song about that?
Yeah. Yes, they did. The Bar J Wranglers.
Yeah.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find it.
No, it's the IKEA.
It wasn't there.
Oh, man.
I thought, man, we were going to play that.
We needed to.
Yeah. Too old to cut the mustard and other sayings.
Yes.
Yeah. I went the cowboy route.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
Anyway, go ahead with too old to cut the mustard.
Well, that refers to when they were still using the scythe.
Yeah, hand scythe.
Hand scythe to cut the mustard plant.
Right. Yep.
Not the yellow thick
weed.
No, the mustard, the juice.
The mustard seed.
Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Not too old to cut that mustard.
Yeah, it was the mustard seed plant.
It was the mustard plant.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
I just got back from Italy, and I looked out onto a field of pretty yellow
mustard.
Yeah. I thought, well, for heaven's sakes. And they were. They were harvesting mustard I was over there. Yeah. They were cutting the mustard.
But they were using a combine.
Well, you know. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
And you know how tough mustard weed is.
Yes, I
Holy
do.
Holy moly.
You really had to have a sharp scythe to cut the mustard.
And you had to be strong.
And you had to be strong.
And if
absolutely.
You got too old to cut the mustard.
You sat on the porch with the dogs.
I'm there.
I would do that.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
a glass of green Kool-Aid.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Some of the old sayings that... I was thinking of Brewer the Shoer. Oh, he cracked me up all the time. He would always, you know, whenever something would happen and you had no control over it.
Right.
Yeah, he would say, Oh, well, that's how it goes. First your money, then your clothes.
That's a good saying.
Yeah, that is a good saying.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, and we have a sister that she won't say a bad word about anybody.
No.
And if anybody is doing any gossiping or anything like that, she'll just say, oh, well, what you going to do?
What you going to do?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll just sit there and take it up the tailpipe.
That's right. Yeah, right. And gripe and moan a little bit longer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Another good quote. Yeah.
Yeah, that is another good quote. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
How come so many sayings have reference to food?
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered that?
Well, no.
Well, every country, every person.
Yeah.
Relates to food.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. I was thinking along the lines of animals, too.
Oh, well, that, you know, too.
Because everybody understands animals.
Stubborn,
right?
As an ox.
Stubborn as a mule.
Or a mule.
Both, yeah. Either one. Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Strong as a bull.
Strong as an ox. Yeah, you know, all of those.
Well, where did talking turkey come from?
I don't know.
Well, they think and they assume it was back in the Pilgrim days.
Yeah.
A white guy and a Native American was hunting together.
Yeah.
And they only captured a turkey and a crow.
Interesting.
They don't know if it was a crow or a raven.
Really?
Anyways, they got done with the hunt and there was a big discussion on who took the turkey and who took the crow.
So it's talking turkey.
They're talking turkey.
That's awesome. We got more of this, but we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, Sons of the San Joaquin are going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.